Rich is over there with a sign that says "Will work for Wi-Fi."
Oh my god,
he's out of data on his phone. He's so bored.
And scoop out the middle, and it'd be a little cup, a meatball cup.
You get my meatball scooped.
Come on.
It's not a pineapple. I'm not making a fucking tropical drink.
It's not a pineapple. You don't scoop it.
It's always good to see you, Jim.
But if I could have a meatball that large that could actually hold 16 ounces of beer, now you might be onto something. Except I do it San Francisco style, and I wouldn't put beer in it. I'd put the sauce inside.
That sounds
pretty
good.
So you like break off the edge and throw it in the sauce.
Yeah.
Is it still a meatball then?
Call it a giant dipping meatball. Is it still a meatball?
Or is it a Pop-Tart?
Is it a burrito?
It's for tourists down by the wharf.
It's soup then, right?
It's like soup. It eats like a soup, but it's a little heartier.
So is this Freak in the Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-Z?
Yeah, Freak in the Wawa.
Draw your own conclusion.
Freak in the Wawa?
No, it's a freak at the sheets, and it's
a freak in the sheets bathroom.
Freak at the sheets, and there's a guy there, and he's just got a sold tray of mozzarella sticks. Seemed to be the only reason he went there.
So Dan, Moo does this thing when she suspects or knows that I'm walking up to my bedroom, because she knows if she doesn't run up there and run in the room before I close the door, she's not going to get in. So she'll be sitting there, like, she's, like, half asleep, and then she'll, like, see me start walking up the stairs and jump up and run.
Yep.
Steph just did that with her phone when she realized that Ethan was opening a bottle and she should be filming it.
It's like a consultation that you pay for.
I also inject oxygen into my nose while I'm doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can inject
whatever
the fuck
you want. We do that anyway. This is like a casino. We have no fucking windows. You have no idea what time it is when you're here.
That's true. There's no windows and no glass.
Rich,
there's
no Rich glass. Bitches about we, that all the
and
time.
We pump straight oxygen into the place.
Yeah. So when you're ready to party. Also,
Rich
we put
is always miserable. And I
beer.
Say, why don't you like to go to Stickman? Well, A, it's because when I come, usually I'm stuck listening to the two of you for an hour. So he knows I'm going to be here for a while. But number two, he says it's so dark in here.
It is.
And he doesn't like that. So I tell him he should start wearing his headlamp when he comes here.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
He's
going, he comes here, he's going spelunking.
Like a miner's headlamp?
Yeah. We have it like when you go spelunking and you wear the headlamp so you can see.
I'm feeling it.
Rich, you shouldn't be bringing miners into the bar, though.
That's miners, true. Miners need beer, too.
Not those
miner,
kind of
not
miners.
Miner.
We have lagers for the miners. Yeah. What they like. Wait a second. With an E-R, you fucking guys.
I know.
You guys are out there trying to
what
give
is happening?
Candy to people.
What is happening?
Seafood.
That's true.
The white van.
The seafood van.
Seafood and candy.
You also need guest Wi-Fi.
Guest Wi-Fi?
Get the fuck out of here with the guest Wi-Fi. Talk to each other, Rich.
You have
Talk to your friends.
Don't you want to encourage people to give you good ratings on Untappd?
No. I want people to talk to each
what's
other.
What's the free Wi-Fi have to do for it?
Yeah, you're going to use your data if you're going to go on Untappd and trash our shit.
What about our DDs? He's not using his data.
Talk to your drunk friends.
Oh, why don't you get him a portable DVD player like my mom got for my kids?
Wow.
We do have one, actually.
Because they're not obsolete, Steph. I don't care what anybody says. People still use them.
People still use the DVD players.
The portable kind.
Does it only have a 1 hour battery life?
Yeah. And they're rechargeable. You can't put your own batteries in.
4-inch screen.
Yeah. But it's nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a good job.
Right.
Watch my stories.
Watch Die Hard with a Vengeance, you know, while we're doing the podcast. I have my own personal Twitter. It's called @guestwifi.
Problem is, I'm going to look up right now to see if that is somebody's Twitter handle.
That's actually the name is @guestwifi.
That's a pure name.
A guy named Joe Germanata has it.
Wait, that's Lady Gaga's dad's name. I'm not even kidding you.
It's what?
Lady Gaga's dad's name.
Well, Gaga's dad's got @guestwifi.
God, there you go.
Damn. There it is. You learn
the
something new every day.
No longer makes sense.
Well, you didn't see my official. It's just GST Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I'm just all right. @GST Wi-Fi.
All right. @4meatballs.
@11andcounting.org.
Yes.
11 and counting.
Right.
We use them as tables in our house. While
hey, if you actually sell your barrels for $50 a pop, let me know.
Yeah, no, we're going to. You
That's
want
a
some?
Real
yeah.
thing.
We can talk because after the like, thing. You can leave with some right now.
I doubt my car can fit a barrel. Just a heads up.
Probably.
Well, we got some bungees, some ratchet straps. We'll make it work.
No, I got a way to fit them right to your rims.
That $50 includes delivery.
Rims.
You'll be rolling on 42s. The spinners, bro. We'll do it up for you. We got an auto zone around here.
Got an auto zone.
Fucking do anything in an auto zone, bro.
That's true.
They got barbecue there, too.
That's true. They do. Yeah, they have a barbecue truck in the parking lot.
Wow. Yep.
At auto zone?
It's an auto parts store. It's practically a law.
Yeah.
It's practically a law.
Like, they don't have the free hot dogs on Wednesdays, but they do have the barbecue truck. So,
well, when the health department's there, they don't have free hot dogs. But when they leave, they have plenty.